KBND. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Thanks, Dennis. The $3 million for 2010 fire suppression work that the Federal Emergency Management Agency withheld because of a conflict with the 2008 project has been released to the county. Deschutes County Commissioner Tammy Bainey says FEMA has decided that the county firework was done in good faith, and going forward, money will be available for other projects.
Well, one thing that we heard yesterday that was a big success is that they have gone ahead and released the 2010 grants. And although we are in a debate on whether we worked outside the scope and whether there were environmental assessments done for the work done, at the end of the day, we have a community that we need to protect, and that's Deschutes County. So the importance here is that we can get past the conversation of, did we do something wrong?
Bainey says now they can concentrate on finding more ways to make the community safer from wildfires. Bainey says this good outcome is due to the hard work of our congressional delegation, Greg Walden, Jeff Merkley, and Ron Wyden, interacting with FEMA to get the projects approved. State Representative Mike McLean says Rackspace would like to spend $1 billion to build data centers in eastern Oregon, but they'll go to another state if Oregon doesn't clear up some tax questions. He's introduced a bill in this upcoming short session that hopes to guarantee that companies who locate in enterprise zones will get the tax breaks they were promised. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb reports.
Mike McLean of Powell Butte fears that Rackspace will take its $1 billion and all the jobs connected with it to another state.
Rackspace has indicated that it has plans to invest $1 billion into a series of data center complexes, and they would like to do it in Morrow County up in the Boardman area. But that the uncertainty introduced by the Department of Revenue is preventing them from going forward.
McLean says his bill, House Bill 4067, has bipartisan support and would give data center companies the tax certainty they are looking for before moving here or expanding. The debate over how data centers will be taxed surfaced recently when Facebook received a bill because they were taxed as a utility. I'm Lori Robb reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND.
The Warm Springs Reservation has two exciting economic engines opening this week. The Indian Head Casino will open along Highway 26 next Saturday, and a new telecommunications company will open tomorrow to provide phone and internet services for the tribe. Warm Springs Economic Director Jeff Onspa says the two projects are helping each other out.
The casino was our first customer. They're our first broadband order for the new telco. And so, you know, not only does it help stop the leakage and really kind of focus on turning dollars within the economy here, but it also lets the tribe take control of their telecommunication destiny.
Friday, Warm Springs will hold a ribbon cutting on its new telecommunication company. It was made possible through federal stimulus funds. It's a tough population to keep track of, the homeless. Today is the official homeless count in Central Oregon. Organizer Kenny LaPointe says the count helps them address the local needs and also access grant money and federal dollars.
A lot of folks think that being homeless is the person who is on the street corner holding the sign. And that is, you know, maybe the case occasionally, but definitely not for a majority of the numbers. What we're looking for, we got into accounts in motels, shelters, transitional housing facilities, folks who are doubled up in someone else's house, or couch surfing, somebody who's camping or sleeping in their car.
Last year, the numbers of homelessness were up in Central Oregon compared to the prior year. In that one-day count taken on January 27th, 2,200 individuals stated they were homeless. One of the populations that is expected to rise in the count is teens. Lonnie Chapin, who co-founded Icon City that helps the area's homeless teens, says you'd be shocked at where these kids are living.
Yeah, there's some tent cities that nobody knows about. There's certain caves that a lot of people don't know about that these kids are living. There are definite couches that they house hop. There's some abandoned homes that they are finding their way into to sleep and to have a place where they're out of the elements. They're under people's porches, and these people don't even know about it. And so it's insane to see where some of these kids are actually laying their head.
For the last 3 years, the number of homeless teens has gone up about 10%. Chapin says troubled family lives are the main reasons why so many of these kids are out living on the streets. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.